Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Well, hello and welcome to Upside Daily. It's a joy to connect with you again. This podcast will empower you to live from grace, to find your purpose in life, and to challenge you to deep personal and spiritual growth. Now, this podcast series is called Starting Over because I deeply believe that next time can be better than the last time, not just because you and I want it to be. It's not just about a desire that we carry, but it's because we allow ourselves and our lives to partner with God, that in the cycles when we start over, starting over a new year or starting over academically, relationally, economically, when we find ourselves in these moments, we allow ourselves to start over with a sense of God's wisdom and empowerment. But in order for us to do this, you know, there are certain things that need to happen in our lives. We need to allow God to do His work in us. Now, in the previous episode, I spoke about starting over and how that is really about receiving what God has said over your life. It sounds like such a menial, simple thing, but it's not about how well you and I achieve. It really is about how well we receive. In today's episode, I want to focus on a little phrase called, "What was I thinking?" Have you ever had a moment like that? I sat and thought of quite a number of them. You know, for some other crazy reason, a number of friends a few years ago decided we were going to run the Comrades Marathon. And I remember on this extremely long ultra marathon, it's 89 kilometers far. It's almost 62 miles. It was a moment, well, several of them actually, when I was thinking to myself, what was I thinking? You know, and fast forward a few years later, here I am with a few friends and we're around a barbecue fire, and that's a dangerous thing to make any wise or big decisions around a barbecue fire. But we decided, all right, we don't have the Comrades Marathon in our vicinity. We'll just go and run the Paris Marathon and the London Marathon consecutively in two consecutive weekends. And then we got sick and we ended up not practicing. And the three of us actually went and ran these two marathons without really having put in much effort. And about 10 kilometers into the London Marathon on the second week, I had this moment where I recognized, you know, what on earth was I thinking? Why did I allow myself into this situation? Now, I've had a few of those moments. Or have you ever been on a roller coaster? And there's this moment before it shoots off and you're sitting there and you're locked up into this chair and you're thinking to yourself, you know, what was I thinking? How did I get myself into this situation? But there are other moments in life when we look back, unhappy endings, things went wrong, you know, and it's more than just a roller coaster or entering a marathon that you didn't really prepare yourself well for. There are other things, other moments in our life that we often and appropriately start asking ourselves, what was I thinking? And, you know, just as I say those words, what was I thinking? I recognize that in that sentence, there's a key. What was I thinking? Duh, okay, you know, what was I thinking when I prepared this? The reality is for us is that so often when we recognize things have gone wrong in our life, it's because things have gone wrong in our thinking. You know, I've heard people say, you know, that guy that I went out with, he's an idiot. You know, why was I going out with him? Everybody warned me. What was I thinking? Or, you know, people said, it's too good to be true. You know, it can't be true. What was I thinking? Or, you know, I was guaranteed a 30% return on this investment and I just needed to send £2,000 into this. You know, what was I thinking? Or, you know, I'm stuck in this. I thought it wasn't addicting. I ignored the warning signs. What was I thinking? You see, these are important, extremely important questions that we frequently ask ourselves, but we rarely pause long enough to actually answer them. You know, we ask, what was I thinking? Because looking back, our behaviors and our decisions sometimes don't even make sense to us. But once we start answering that question, once we start opening our minds to it, and we stop to answer it, I think we actually discover very often some of the keys that have held us back from really starting over well. Ultimately, our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. In Proverbs 4:23, in the NCV translation, the Bible is very clear. It says, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. You see, your inner dialogue matters. What happens between your two ears actually matters, because if your mind is dominated by negative or critical or inaccurate thinking, this is what's going to be the outcome of your life. So often we work with two different types of mindsets, two different types of internal thought sets. The first mindset is, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, my God is with me. You know, my life matters. I'm full of faith. My mind and my spirit are at peace. I've got this divine energy for the day. I'm excited about the future. It's amazing. You know, give me a cup of coffee. And or you can wake up with a second type of mindset, which is, you know, oh, I'm so tired. Can I just have a cup of coffee? You know, what's happening with the kids? Why did we have these kids? You know, it's too much to do. I need an extra day in the week. I'm tired of my job and people make me crazy and life is overwhelming and I just can't go ahead. And obviously, I'm exaggerating a bit on both sides of the spectrum here, but you get the gist of this. You see, if you're really honest with yourself, which one of these two mindsets would typify your thinking? Because here's the important thing. Let me say it again. Your life moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts. I think the question we have to just ask ourselves is, maybe just pause while we're asking it, is, are you excited about where your thoughts are taking you? Because if you just allowed yourself to think, you know, through what the thoughts are that you are carrying, and allow yourself to recognize, are you excited about this? Are you even excited about this? Obviously, you know, the Bible, I believe that. I believe it firmly. The Bible has a massive impact on the way we think, and ultimately through that on the way we live. Our thoughts are formed by scripture. If we allow our lives to be formed by the word of God, by the scriptures, something internally happens. I recently read a survey. I don't know if I've shared it here before, but I recently read a survey where 80,000 Christians were surveyed about their habits of reading scripture regularly. And they discovered that people who read scripture once, twice or three times a week were deeply impacted. But the moment it went from 3 to 4 times, there was an exponential difference in the way these people lived. They discovered that people who read scripture 4 times or more per week, loneliness in this group dropped by 30%. That's huge. Anger issues dropped by 32%. Bitterness in relationships, marriage, kids, and so on, dropped by 40%. Alcoholism dropped by 57%. Feeling spiritually stagnant, and can I just say that most people often feel that way, or sometimes feel that way, that dropped by 60%. Pornography dropped by 61%. On the positive side, sharing your faith went up by 200%. I think because suddenly people discovered a confidence in God's word. They found them discipling others 230% more than those who only read scripture 3 or less times per week. And I tell you, that's why it's so important for you to have a plan for your Bible reading and to be a part of this, make this, be part of a church where scripture is taught in a practical way. Be in circles where you hear the stories about faith and how you can be encouraged. But we have to realize, can I just say that, and I know this is true, it's more than just reading the Bible. It's about allowing scripture to bring a change to the way you're thinking, because that is necessary. A revelation, and I use that word very poignantly, a revelation of what God is thinking is necessary for your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, and then in verse 16, the Apostle Paul unpacks an incredibly powerful verse. He says, "We did not receive the spirit of this world system, but we received the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us." And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with the words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words. And then in verse 16 he says, "But we have the mind of Christ." You see, when we recognize that we carry the mind of Christ, life becomes defined in a new way. We move from what was I thinking to what is Jesus thinking. It's huge. It's very, very important. You know, that's unfortunately all we have time for today. But it's deeply challenging. You know, how can you move through the Word of God your life from what was I thinking to what is Jesus thinking? What is God thinking? What is my Father thinking about this situation, about my life? When we recognize that, when revelation starts coming to us in this way, I believe we're going to see our lives start over with greater impetus, with a greater level of freedom, and also a greater level of grace. We're going to find ourselves rejoicing because we see the impact of our starting over. It's not going to be the same as before. A sense of refreshing. There are links in today's episode that you can click on and discover more. You can connect with me more, or perhaps with the Doxa online campus. It'd be great to do that. In the next episode, I'm going to speak specifically about this. Life goes in the direction of your strongest thoughts. Always. It always does. But until next time, live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.